Thank you so much. So I'm going to read Spanish form of poetry that I've been alive for since 1594. And that form of poetry has never been changed. It's called décima or tenth. So there are 10 lines. And the way to rhyme the words is A, B, E, A, A, C, C, D, D, C. That's kind of the form. So apparently it was, so people tried to use kind of tens in different languages, and it didn't work because it wouldn't fit in, like, metrically in it. So, hope you enjoy. Just pay attention to the rhymes.
Por cada muro un lamento, en Jerusalén la dorada, y mil vidas malgastadas, por cada mandamiento, yo soy polvo de tu viento, y aunque sangre de tu herida, y cada piedra querida, guarda mi amor más profundo, no hay una piedra en el mundo que valga lo que una vida. Yo soy un moro judío que vive con los cristianos, no sé qué Dios es el mío, ni cuál son mis hermanos. No hay muerto que no me duela, no hay un bando ganador, no hay nada más que dolor y otra vida que se vuela. La guerra es muy mala escuela, no importa el disfraz que viste. Perdonen que no me aliste bajo ninguna bandera. Vale más cualquier quimera que un trozo de tela triste. Yo soy un moro judío que vive con los cristianos. No sé qué Dios es el mío ni cuáles son mis hermanos. Y a nadie le di permiso para matar en mi nombre. Un hombre no es más que un hombre. Y si hay Dios, así lo quiso. El mismo suelo que piso seguirá. Yo me habré ido, rumbo también del olvido, no hay doctrina que no vaya, y no hay pueblo que no se haya creído el pueblo elegido.
Thank you so much, Vivian. Jack Shortland's next.
And this is the pantomimes we're going to form tonight, obviously. It's called If I Was the One Who Made the World. If I was the one who made the world, I'd be hiding out in the Skellig Rock doing penance with the puffins, salvaging what little could be salvaged to make amends, rowing my coracle over and back to link up to the net incognito, keeping an eye on things. I'd be hiding out in the Skellig Rock, letting on I'm doing penance with the puffins, in denial, looking to make a scapegoat of God or Gaia, rowing my coracle over and back to link up to the net incognito, keeping an eye on things. If the Gannis put it out there that I was the creator, I'd be in denial, looking to make a scapegoat of Bridget or Brahman, yet wishing to be remembered for a spread of bluebells in a quiet wood. If the Gannis put it out there that I was the creator, I'd be cursing my own infinity, wishing to be remembered for a spread of seashells in a quiet cove. While fathoms beyond, I would be calling out loud to an echo in the cliffs, cursing my own infinity, hoping for clemency. Fathoms beyond, I'd be found calling out loud to an echo in the cliffs, having salvaged what little could be salvaged to make amends, hoping for clemency if I was the one who made the world.
Mary O'Connell's next.
Well, Boris Johnson has started off again, so I have a little limerick that I preface my opus with. It's Anyway, here it is. While trying for an orderly exit and not make a cock-up of Brexit, May is doing what she can, but the shit hits the fan and Boris eventually wrecks it. This is a very serious poem. It's called The Rite of Spring, and it caused a furore in Paris in 1913 when it was first, it's a ballet, and when it was first performed. I saw a performance of it quite recently in Cork by a wonderful troupe of about eight people, very young, and anyway, it's slightly different from the original in that I'll stop and just let it go. It's called The Rite of Spring. Shadowed shapes move from the wings, walking barefoot, shoes held close, freeze at a sudden blare of horns, then wait in utter stillness. Spines begin to arch in fear, tingle at Stravinsky's score, jerk as if to dangling strings of some hidden puppeteer. Bodies flung aloft with flair, twirl and pivot, unshod feet, land with exquisite precision, scissor kicks cutting the air. Like a flock of frightened birds flying away from grass and wind, they gather, break, regroup again, retrieve their hard-soled shoes. Only when they put them on does the battering begin. Steps clatter, almost drowning the flailing of a kettle drum. A frail youth, timid, unsure, gets cut off from the others. He reaches out for contact, bewildered when rebuffed. His erstwhile comrades hem him in, force him to make corkscrew twists. He leaps as if to sidestep red-hot coals. They smell his fear. One female's act of kindness is not enough to turn the crowd, who yank her into line. The air is thick with wildness. From the vantage of tiered seats, onlookers are forced to watch the primal climax of the dance. Through a blast of unhinged sound, the sacrificial victim falls, crumpled, senseless, on the ground.
From a website called Visual Verse. So it's this month's prompt. If anybody's interested, it's called Fukushima Melody. Fukushima Melody. Pray silence for the young lady. Please God her playing may steady your nerves. Straight out of finishing school, her skin is pallid porcelain. She can play the harp to lose a world better than an angel. The delicate hands reach out towards irresolute strings, a picture of accomplishment. Post-atomic time slip, one nuclear winter's enough to destroy all hope of comfort. Displaced like some deep-sea diver, her back is braced with an oxygen tank. We dare not look upon her face. Her expression is redacted by a black mask she wears to filter the broken atmosphere. Survival is the accomplishment.
Thank you.
called Running with a Secret Scissors. The innocent laughed at through a routine transaction, feeling forced in the way of right living, having to laugh in the face of criminality. Everything wiped off the market on view. Never fear, this is a wonderful life. Quality reminiscing on less stupid time. Nothing case, nothing proved. A glass of milk, his usual custom, come again high water. Self-aggrandizement at the expense of the lost. Neatly swallowed through a typical dose. Being watched like a sentinel, a likely story. Now joy, deride theft, beaten to submission. Feeding through my paraffin, divergent the story is. Fearing the probably inevitable, short of funds. Name the elusive star after you still. Open all hours, the best aggrandized profit. Keeping receipts like secret saver, or like the voluminous sweets at the end of Lent. Perchance loyalty discusses destruction. Cathartic in transaction and necessary divide. Between me and you, not of desiring. Counting the cost of being at your service. Bad enough to kill at an hour's notice. Better teeth to eat you with, to God still you. Thank you.
Thanks. Untitled. Forthcoming sky tears kiss its silhouetted sea. When he'll cease, he will miss. Try and reach with poetic waves that will build, curl, and crush overlapping thoughts, hopes, dreams with lust. Making the central rain into a fantasy. His body lustfully swirls and crawls and retreats in shame on the beaches. It rains in the wrong places. The ambience beats overplayed on land, a poem that overflows of a dreaming man who's swirling in his own flooded solitude. Thanks.
It's only recently that I realised you don't have to be mentally ill to write. And I'm talking 4 years in, like, you know, thinking I was some kind of a poor man's plaque. So this poem is about my conventional summer, working for a shitty petrol station and going on holiday to Amsterdam. So it's called Stability. I'll stop explaining the poem and just read the fucking thing. After the darkness always cometh the light. In this search for truth I climb despite the gravity and weight of the past, the gradient and tense of the future, and the momentary weakness of the present. Lying in the lush lavender-tinted sun, I write inwards, ink piercing my skin and etching out my shattered bones. I write, alas. Stains fade, dreams rage, times age. Breathing in the melody of life's positivities, I have a new lens with which to scrawl momentary fidelities and discrepancies. Love is the resounding answer to the screaming ghosts that havoc a troubled mind. Stable and sane, I lie here breathing, reminiscing her kiss, the smile of fate's eyes. The anchor of destiny lies in self-assessment. The sail of wonder lies in the pulse of one's heart. The wind of life blows constant, turbulent, and beautiful.
Jack Lee horror mystery. Evil horror mystery, alive amidst horror, no peace here. Let love in, life begins. Nightmare horror mystery, asleep among horror, rest not here. Let love in, dreams begin. Sad horror mystery, weeping within horror, only sorrow here. Let love be, happiness begins. Wandering horror mystery, surrounded by horror, nothing found here. Let love be, finding begins. Prison horror mystery, slaving bounded by horror, exist not here. Let love be, freedom begins. Dead horror mystery, dying mid horror, no life here. Let love be, souls begin.
Plays in the roses, I dust off my sitar. Fuck music, end of sonic. Jazz demonic, pop tonic, rock electronic, the death metal, how ironic. Subatomic dub, Morton Subotnik, techno, techno, techno logic. Hardcore atonal cyclonic rave chocolate. Drone bollocks, hip hop hydroponics, philharmonic fig leaf bonnets, quadraphonic sound system sonnets, little ditty rain droplets. Thoughtless Panasonic caterpillar olives, contemporary classical academic nonsensical badminton rackets, anarchic folk rock fanatics in corduroy jackets, tune poopers, dance devils, trans fiends, disco queens, pew, 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 fuck music, anything sonic, fuck music, anything sonic. Mali and divas, the Shivas, Hail Marys, non-believers, neck in the blood of Jesus Christ on a club night, cartwheeling through time on the back of Lemmy's motorbike. Operatic bluegrass, really boring smooth jazz, too rehearsed, no pizzazz, send them all to Alcatraz, synesthetic razzmatazz, rap artists, bubble bathists, major labels, blind harpists, sine waves and tone-deaf Marxists, self-centered indie creeps with semi-acoustics and emotional needs. Ja Rastafari, help you and me. Ska, 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 lo-fi, hi-fi, a really loud sneeze, achoo! fuck music, anything sonic. Fuck music, anything sonic. I'm too excited to say it. I'm too excited to hold it in. Shimmering blue piranhas feast on the trumpeter's shins. Robotic pop stars with moronic grins sing monetary hymns while skulking millionaires shite on about tits, croissants, and diamond rings. Coldplay, hot pause, I wipe my arse with Mozart scores. Lukewarm, fast forward, I hate Bob Dylan, I despise the Doors. Lights flash, last call before ejection, zoop! Every direction is south, I fall through a black hole and land in your mouth. Fuck music, anything sonic, banish every last harmonic. Flog the drummer, burn the bassist, tarantella with untied laces as grace notes float out of sight, out of mind, and wind chimes flirt with the passage of time. Ha!
I spent having so much. But like, apparently it's been grand anyway. Fucking grand time, but anyway. Can we get Max Creedon?
Okay.
Yeah! Nice one.
I want to do my little fizz before about John Minahan's Face of Beckett.
Do.
I do one thing or the other. I do one that reminds me of my other little fizz man is Fran O'Toole, who passed away, and I was a deep admirer, some of the vintage. So, I used to work in the hall in Chile, making sandwiches and things like that for the
du
band.
Du
yeah. Huh?
Du Bord.
All right. Cheers, sorry. This is a bit bizarre, but when I was very sick, I was in the region. I loved John Minahan's Beckett, and I was drawing it with one hand, and it was all trussed up. So the drawing is precious to me, and the poem was equally high on the Dadlin. Journey to a Face for Samuel Beckett. An aquiline an aquiline cliff face takes a bearing from the sea. He surveys the time and tide for words to ebb and leap. He's a mastiff for the Roman Empire, for the legion carved from limestone rock. Forehead cut in sections, set in sections, burned, sculpted, karst blocks. Ravaged to beauty of a waved cut platform. Big peaty slice of dermis forms the thatched outcrop of socket. Secreting onks the liquid sheen, furrow burrowing to his top lip, to the crossbow of cutting mouth, the cavern that holds a torrent of words before the spill of a waterfall, the cascade around a walnut chin of rock. How stern his brow and his bow to view below, the anchored sails of Dyceman and Harlequin, a rigid mottled mast suspending his cacophony of skin. So many veils for all those years wrapped the vellum prized within. So that's my story. I'm walking Sammy Beckett's face. And this is for Fed. So I'm trying to remember it. Shine on, sunshine, shine on. I can see it in your eyes. All your love you give to me, only me. Oh, the Miami Show Band. The very name conjured up sunshine and cocktails and palm trees. So we were lucky enough to get a bottle of ginger ale and a chiquilla. And there he was, pint-sized at platforms. And he had a pair of velvet elephant flares to encase the whole lot. Jesus Mary St. Joseph, he was a recipe for teenage joy. Absolutely doting. And he was there. And he says, ham sandwiches, that's all the way from Bray, and all you can rustle me up is a few old ham sandwiches. I says, I know, and they're hand cut by the handmaidens of the Vegetable Committee. And we laughed with the banter. And he tickled his ivories and he rehearsed just for me. And he sang just for me. And then later, for another little girl in the Castle Ballroom, County Down. Love is blind, love is free, love is deep inside of me. Heaven knows how it grows with every new day. I've no wind. So here we were in the Garden of Ireland, the land of the supplanted people and the land of the planter people. Think about it. And, you know, the dangers were growing as his fame grew. And the Red Hand of Ulster extended a particularly warm welcome to him across the border that night. They gave him a little spectacular surprise under the old showband van. And they pleaded for their lives with their hands outstretched, with their palms curled up into the night sky. You know, curling up into the night sky in time. And Billie Holiday used to sing of strange fruit and the deep south. And here we were up north, and the rubies were dripping from the Irish ditch. And was there enough little fragments of bone there, of ivory, to string together, to make one little bone, to bury, to replant him back to his mother earth and recycle him again? Shine on, sunshine, shine on. Never let it slip away. And whenever I think of him, whenever I see, I'm just trying to say, yeah, deft hands made for the ivory. Whenever I think of him, I see the broken panes of a deserted ballroom, and I think of him. And when I see, and I walk in Bray and see the sunshine sparkling on the grey water, I think of him. And when Ronan Collins, once a year, plays his posthumous hit, Love is Black, Love is Free, Love is when I rolled down the car window. And I bawl out my own song at the top of my voice. And I sing, love is blind, love is free, love is deep inside of me. And I try not to let him slip away.
Oh.
This isn't new, but I'm looking forward to going to Limerick on Friday, and I'm trying to pick some poems to say. So I've read this year before, but I thought I'd just give it a bash and see if I choose this one. The women of Ireland are mad at you. You won't treat us, you won't believe us, your scales are in need of a service. Lady, Justice, Goddess, Justitia, look at what's been done to you. You can't see too well, your blindfold has been pulled too tight and left on so long that brambles and ivy have grown over your once optimistic eyes and left you lazy. Is that why you have let us down? If you are relying on just your ears, perhaps you could not hear us. There have been centuries of silence being shouted over and hushed. Can you hear us now? Because we're screaming. The banshee is sick of your shit and she is howling. The she are frantic with your lack of judgment and wonder if they accidentally cursed you many moons ago to make you so careless. They have no record of this, but fairies are not known for their bookkeeping skills. Off the coasts of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster, the sirens sing a song of melancholy as the mermaids mock your millennia of meekness. The high goddesses of the Tuatha Dé Danann are quiet in their dispute of the island's namesake. Eru in particular has gone quiet into herself. Her sisters are worried for her and all the sisters of the land, internally re-evaluating their performance thus far as goddesses of sovereignty when what has been happening has happened for so long and for so many. They are squeezing the soil in anger, watering it with tears, pushing out yellow roses as the Bowron beats the tune of grief. Can you hear them? They are screaming. Can you hear us? We are screaming. Bring your scales back to Argos because there is something wrong with them. Take off that crusty blindfold, wash your eyes with chamomile and witch hazel because there is something wrong with them. Clean out your ears with candle wax and come back to us, lady. Bring your voice and your sword. You are needed. We are screaming at you, for you, to hear us, to see us, to treat us, to believe us.
Very nice. Yeah.
If fish had eyebrows, we might tin them as much. Install bells underwater to warn them. Eat only the deaf ones. Gnash scuttlers plucked from sand dunes and seabeds. Crunch in their armour like pistachio shells. Pick their feeders out of our teeth. At one such table on a Sunday afternoon, E.T.'s family calls in, after all our waiting, and look at us. Then their terrestrial accountant produces a spreadsheet of deaths on the planet, weighted by mass, and convicts the eaters of grabbing, crass, uninventive behavior. Vegetarians get medals and float with their saviors to the stars.
Me. The wind blows in with thoughts of you. I sit with my pen and my paper, too, writing down words that hang in the air, intelligent, gentle, trusting, and fair. We are on a journey, walking along similar byways. Every now and then our path crosses and we spend some time together. But you are young and you are old, strong in your body, wise in your soul. You are like a mirror to me. The agony and the ecstasy. Can you hear all the people singing, joining in like a big old choir? Can you hear all the people calling, this is the day, this is the hour? Hey Eileen, it's your birthday. Shout out loud. Hey Eileen, you're my girlfriend. Challenging, provocative, thoughtful, sensitive, and proud.
Crazy between the ears, called Head to Bud. We're as mad as a bunch of raving rabbits, with each and every one of our habits, good or bad, you're glad the latest fad can keep you from what's really going on. And what is really going on? That bigger picture from your vision is just about gone, this synaptic car crash collision can't explain what's wrong, and all the trapped indecision contained, but be reassured that we can all sing along in the form of song. Smiling from ear to ear as if our lives depended on it, and sadly it seems it does, this recommended survival means, for to give yourself away would say that you're either one screw loose or you're gay, both of which are fine behind most eyes except for the lasting few who sit rigid but styled in pews and coldly refuse any wild sort of views. All is not lost, my friends, but there is still plenty more to lose. And in such a modern day, it's hard to think that trivial subjects come before what really matters. All the glass shattered at the door ignored. Feeling flattered from the nods and winks, the white noise cods you into thinking you're part of it. Seemingly perfectly poised, you flow on away through the noise and think and think and think and think. Then naturally, this becomes a go-to hobby, while the rest wait wondering in the overgrown hotel lobby, bags packed and good to go. Bring them all to Nepal, sit them staring at snow-peaked mountains and politely ask them to contemplate the mind. And in peacefully doing so, I think they'll find that in a country with so much rain, it's hard not to complain. It's hard to stay sober, not to mind staying sane. Happily paying for scandalous theatre, boasting tickets bought to blame. And so I'm toasting to all those who think we need to switch tracks and change trains. Like cars laying waste, we swerve into foreign lanes and unknown plains. As foreign thoughts in foreign lakes flow down the council's drains. Stop for a second to see the war in each and every solitary brain. The many faces differ, but the green, blue and red eyes all align the same. And it lingers, loiters and remains, the joker in the corner festers and chains.
as the jester jumps the table and declares, I will not play that game.
Yeah.
Fresh water labeled poisonous, washed into the past, placed in the museum. They
not to be controlled. You will live to see the time out of your lives unfold, and give refunds on the lives you sold, and be cast out and you felt the cold, and brought back to appreciate warmth. This must happen. It is meant to be by any means necessary.